Gotta confess, was a little bummed out when you guys released Music from Another Dimension that we weren't on the initial touring schedule. What happened?
Well, there's only so many gigs we can do a year for a tour. It just worked out that way. That you know, like we want to hit as many places as we can, obviously, but, you know, we're not like the 22-year-olds that we once were, and when we could play like, six nights a week. So we've had to cut down the amount of gigs per week. And there's only so many days in the calendar. But we're just fortunate enough we can still be out there playing. Next year we're planning on doing a pretty long tour, try and hit some of the places we haven't seen in a long time. But all I can say is that, you know, I'm really glad we're going to be able to play Phoenix, because it's always been a great place. And my mother lived in Sedona for almost 14 years, and so Phoenix has always had a special place for me in my heart, you know. So we're looking to get there and kick some ass, you know.
Joe, you mentioned that you can't play six nights a week anymore. I noticed with the tour dates, you got at least 2 days off in between each show. That's absolutely by design, it sounds like.
It is. That's the way it goes, you know. Pretty much so that we can, the nights that we do play, we can put on the best show we can put on, instead of going out and playing sore and half beat up, you know.
When Music from Another Dimension came out, you went on record as saying that you didn't think people understood the record, or they weren't prepared for that kind of an Aerosmith album. Can you sort of expand on that a bit?
I almost think that we went overboard on the, what we wanted to do was try and do an old-fashioned record, you know, in the way that people have been asking for the last 25 years or whatever, you know. Like, I wish you guys would do a record like you did, like the old ones, you know. And over the years, you know, we've tried different ways of coming up with material and keeping in mind what the fans were asking for, but in the meantime, we're obviously satisfying a lot of our fans, and frankly getting a lot of new ones with what we were doing. So, you know, it's always a balance about, you know, like, well, we've got, on the one hand, we've got the old school fans who want this, but we've got a bunch of new fans that are getting this, the music that we were doing in the late 80s and 90s and into the 2000s. But when we went in the studio with Jack, you know, we wanted to, like, just open up the floodgates and try the way we did on the first couple of records, which was, you know, anything goes. If anybody's got a song or a piece of material, we'll all work on it. And I think that we kind of overloaded the record. You know, things have changed so much since those first few records that people, I mean, so much has changed between people getting their music on vinyl to getting their music on the internet and hearing it on TV, and everything's so different that people don't have time for like an album like that, you know, that has 15 songs or something, because we just basically put everything on there that we had. And I think there was some really good material on there, but the record company, they usually, you know, give you a couple of shots, and if they don't hit, they move on. And it was our last record for Sony, and it went that way. And the other thing is we didn't tour behind the record the way that we used to, and that was how we used to get those songs out there. You know, if it doesn't get on the radio and if it doesn't get on the internet, people don't hear it. So what we used to do about that was we'd go out and play the damn songs and people would hear them, and that's how that music would get out there. So I think we kind of pushed it past the limit on that record, and I think that if we had made it a 10-song record and just took the best stuff and put it on there, it might have been more successful. People might have given it a little more time. But overall, I still like the record. I mean, there's some good stuff on it. But, you know, I think you got to get out there and play this stuff live. I'm hoping we throw a few of those into the set this time.
Can I make a request?
Yeah, of course.
Out Go the Lights.
That's fine with me, man. I love that one.
That's an Aerosmith jam.
Well, we're going to look at the record and pick out the songs that we hope that will go down live, and that's when we're going to, you know, have them there so we can throw them into the set. Because, you know, we want to put the old favorites in there, but I think that that people want to hear a few of the songs from the record. We just got to pick out the best ones.
What is the normal process you guys go through for figuring out what the song list is going to be?
Well, right now at the John Bianelli, who some of the fans will know, has been with us for years and years, and he's been part of our crew for, Jesus, going on 22 years now. You know, he talks to the fans, and then he'll come to us and give us some of their feedback, and then it gets down to right before a tour, which is, you know, like kind of now, we'll start handing out like a set list, you know, amongst the guys in the band, and we'll all kind of put down, you know, some of our favorites, and it's kind of a slow process because we're really just, it's still, you know, a bit of time before the tour. But then when we get really close, we'll really get it down to like five or six new songs, rehearse them, and then when we get on the road, we'll throw a few of them in there and see how it goes. And then every night before the tour, we do it in a more, faster way. I mean, John will go around from room to room and put down everybody's request, and, you know, like, again, from talking to the fans, you know, what he's heard, you know, what songs feel really good from the set that we've played, and then that's how we do it. And that's really the biggest thing we worry about before the show. We know what the lights are going to do. We know what the sound's going to be, but it's really about the songs, you know, and what the fans want to hear. So we spend a bit of time looking it over and trying to get it right.
You mentioned next year you're going to do a bigger tour. Is there going to be new music between now and then? Will you guys do like EPs or any tracks here and there? Or is it just basically this one here is a warm-up for one big world tour? And then, look, Joe, everybody asks, how's the band looking down the road?
Well, I think that that's tough to say. I mean, the farther you get down that road, the less control you have over it as far as what life has in store for you. So, you know, there used to be a time when somebody got hurt or, you know, something happened and you had to, like, cancel the tour for 2 months. Really wasn't a big deal, you know. You could always go back and make it up and that kind of thing. And but at this point, it's like you know, every month that goes by, every year that goes by, you know, every tour that goes by, you got to make the most of it. So, you know, our plan basically is to do this short tour this summer, and then start picking up some momentum in the new year and do some stuff in South America, and then really just open the gates and get on the road, and that's pretty much the plan. Now, as far as new material, I really can't say. I mean, I know Steven's working on a solo thing. I've got a couple of different projects I'm looking to work on, and I just know that we're going to take advantage of every month that goes by, you know. I mean, we like doing what we're doing, and we want to keep doing it.
Joe, I got one more very short question for you. What album stands out to you from the Aerosmith catalog as the one that is the shining star in Joe Perry's eyes?
Well, I have to say, the one that is like a guarantee, and it's really not, I guess, really, I don't know if you want to qualify it like that, but, you know, back in the early days when, I mean, people have been putting out best of records forever, but to me, you know, it was kind of like a bit of a shock the first time we put out a best of album, and that red and white Aerosmith Greatest Hits record, the first one we ever put out. Every song on that record, I think we can we could play, and the audience would get off on it. And that's kind of the backbone of our set list most of the time. So even though it's not like an album like Pump or Rocks or something like that, it's still, I think that record stands out as being the best, you know, it represents what, you know, some of the, you know, the best stuff we've ever done.
It's also still one of the best-selling albums in the catalog, too. So you guys are coming into town to kick off the Blue Army Tour. Joe Perry, I know you've got stuff you got to do. Appreciate you taking time out for us. And it's really good to hear your voice again, man. It's been a long time.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me on, man. And I'm looking forward to being there. We'll see you soon.
Thanks, brother.
Thanks, Joe.
All right, man. Bye.